my younger brother, the Reverend Gladstone Stevens, a Catholic priest and professor of theology at St. Mary's Seminary in Baltimore, was home for a week visiting. My church had just added a 9 o'clock service to the schedule a few weeks before, and so far only about 3 or 4 folks have been showing up for the service. As the service began that day, I peeked around a corner and saw the only person in the sanctuary was my brother. So I decided to wait a few more minutes, praying that somebody else might show up to join us. Now, my brother was born with a wit matched only by his impatience and intelligence. He's a conservative theologian who talks about the good old days, as the time before Thomas Aquinas. He loves me in spite of my gaping theological holes, and once refused me communion when I tried to pass as a Catholic at his ordination. I kept waiting, but no one else came. I didn't know if I could preside at the service with just 2 of us. Finally, at about 9:08, I walked out and began the service. "The Lord be with you," I said. "And also with you," he replied. I was thinking, I do not want to do this, and I'm definitely not going to preach. As the service continued, we shared readings and a couple of stories from our youth, and things began to relax. It was actually funny when we took up the offering. Then, when we started the Eucharistic prayer, I was completely overwhelmed by the beauty of the act itself. I saw during the breaking of bread that Christ was as present as either one of us, and so were both our mom and dad, who had been dead for years. He and I were simply the instruments for continuing the Eucharistic story. It was one of the sweetest Eucharists I have tasted. I gave thanks that no one else had come and diffused the intimacy and tenderness of that moment. My brother and I were like 2 disciples walking half blind on our way somewhere else when a morsel of bread parted the clouds, and with our blindness temporarily cured, we were allowed to see truth and love. I am so self-conscious sometimes that I forget to recognize the burning feeling that calls me into the presence of God, who is staring me in the face.